So my buddies ask me, do you really use the DraftKings Sportsbook app? This is my phone, and I've got it on there. Check it out. It's so much fun. The casino part, it's crazy. But what's going on in sports right now, think about it. You've got baseball, you got basketball, hockey, football, college, and pro. It takes it to a next level. It's so much fun. The games become even more enjoyable. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that code CSX. You're going to love it. I know I do.
Drive to win that game.
Right.
Yep. He's figuring it out. Even though his coach is trying everything possible to screw the kid up.
I know.
That dude has got to go. Got to go,
Mr.
Nagy.
I feel bad for him. He has no chance. No chance at all.
Ed, you watch the Bears, yeah. It's interesting to see them play. We can beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not taking another pizza slap from Pizza Populous for that one. Oh, next up for the Lions, by the way, that would be the Steelers. And they're going to be in a mood after that game.
Right.
They almost blew that one. Red Wings host the Oilers tonight at the Slice. Now, normally we don't focus on the other team. It's not what we do. But the goal from Connor McDavid over the weekend. Good Lord. We have that posted?
Yeah, keyword is goal.
It is as close to an NHL 94 video game goal as you will ever see. It's one of the prettiest goals I've ever seen.
Right.
Four guys.
Oilers got the matchup they wanted. Rangers having trouble changing here. McDavid, beautiful move.
Even the announcers, when you watch it, again, keyword is goal, right?
Yes.
That's Datsukian, to quote Ken Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
That's a move, baby.
Do that. Reset it all the time. But there's 3 minutes left in the second or third period.
Yeah.
And they were down by one, and this was him going, I'm going to just take it over.
Yeah.
That's how good he is. He can just take over games.
Not tonight, though. Not tonight.
I don't know.
No. Red Wings going to win tonight.
I hope so. You just got to shut him down. Just put all five guys on him.
Connor McDavid?
Yeah. He's got 22 points in 10 games.
I want to see Connor McGregor play hockey now with Connor McDavid. So you have Connor McGregor and McDavid. I shot the puck right in the arm. Right now, hit it right in the goalie eye. That's what I did. Shot it with my left hand. I let it go. I had to let the left hand go. It is a cartoonish goal. Yeah, keyword goal. If you're into hockey at all, good Lord. And that goalie, that's the problem with being a goalie. I was thinking about there's certain positions in sports you don't want to be. If you're a reliever, you can get it right 99% of the time. But one pitch and you're an idiot.
Right.
You suck for life. This goalie's on a highlight reel for the rest of his life.
Oh, absolutely.
He may stop 99.3% of the shots, but he will forever be on the Connor McDavid yo-yo. That looked like something I would do if I was in goal.
Right. I have no idea who the goalie is, but I know that he played for the Coyotes every time you see the Datsuk goal, too.
Oh, he's all splayed out all over the place? Yeah.
It's like that guy played 1 year in the league, and that's all they show
him.
He
quit, yeah, because he's like, I don't want to do this. He sounds like the goalie from Slapshot, and then I go to the box, and I feel shame. Pistons off until tomorrow night on the road in Houston. Uh-oh. That's going to be the Cade Cunningham and Evan whatever his name is, the kid for Houston, who should have been number one.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be that game tomorrow night.
Okay.
Cade's going to hang one on him.
Yep. I'm
telling you right now. Read an article. There's a good thing in the National today. The Atlantic. They're talking about Cade and the long play for the Pistons. That they know what they've got. They know what they've got. And they're trying to figure out what's the best way to do this.
I saw Kevin Durant had some really nice words about him, too, after they played here.
He could ball. Didn't he have 18? I think he had 18 against the Nets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, nothing wrong with that. Okay. Sports. Oh, by the way, college hoops. Michigan State tonight in Kansas. That's back. Michigan was watching the ESPN Sports Center, the ESPN. How old am I? One of the guys had Michigan winning it all.
I think they could. I mean, obviously.
They should. Well, yeah.
I'm a slap. So, but yeah, well, we got Wyoming Wednesday.
How did State get Kansas and Michigan gets Wyoming?
Is that what it is?
Come on, man. Is Harbaugh going to complain about the refereeing in that game, too? Sorry, just thought of a little Mel Tucker there. Yeah. Game's over. Man up. Boy, you talk about two different coaches. Was that a shot? Everyone's like, well, he took a shot at the Big Ten officials. If you didn't see this, Tucker came out and said you're soft if you bitch about the refereeing. Am I right? That's
right. Yeah, yeah, he said that. But also when the conference comes out and says there's mistakes, eh? All right.
I'm sorry. Did Harbaugh say anything about the mistakes in the game? Do we have
I got my justice on Saturday. So
that's why you weren't here yesterday. You were too hungover from getting drunk after
Purdue
state
fan,
law.
Baby.
Whatever, dude.
But then the referees told me you had a bad call.
Boy, that was yesterday, man. Okay. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use the code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Carrot Top tickets up for grabs for Reeling in the Ears. Yes, that Carrot Top. If you've never seen him live, it is awesome. Dude is a force of nature on stage. So we got Reeling in the Ears, three clips from 1 year. All you got to do is tell us here. Here's your clip.
No wire hangers!
Good clue!
So more like a heavy metal singer than the other one there.
All right, I found it real quick. Hold on.
So I was thinking about this. I saw the story yesterday in Spokane. Over the weekend, actually, in Washington, lady was going around hitting people with a skillet, with a frying pan.
Yeah.
She's clobbered people with a frying pan. Little audio.
I hit him on the head with a frying pan and put him in the trunk.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, she was pretty aggressive. That's from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Okay, remember? Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's a good pull.
I don't remember. I've never been hit with a frying pan. I wouldn't remember if I did. But I've told you before, my dad was knocked out by a cast iron skillet.
Right.
My grandma raised seven kids in Chicago on her own. My grandfather died suddenly. We found out later on from mercury poisoning. Very weird story. But so she had to be obviously pretty tough with the kids.
Right.
So she kept telling my dad, it was a complete pain in the ass, Jim, if you come home late one more time. And he came home late. And she chased him around this little apartment on the south side of Chicago and pinned him behind a dining room table with his little fold-down sides.
Yeah.
She pushed it against it. And the way my Uncle Don explains, she pushed it. It hit him in the stomach as he came forward. Gong! Hit him in the head with a cast iron skillet.
Jeez.
Knocked him out cold, left him laying there, his head on the table, till the next morning with a giant knot on his head and sent him to school. That's old school, baby.
Yeah, different times.
That's legit.
Holy crap.
Did Liz ever clobber you with anything like that?
No, she never hit me. Me and my brother, when we were into wrestling, we used to take her cooking sheets and hit each other with them. Because you could hit each other really hard and make a good dent, and it wouldn't hurt that bad.
And it makes that great sound.
Oh, and then she'd go to make stuff for cookies and stuff for the holidays and be so pissed.
Because everything
was just
everything.
Beveled. Yeah, it was just all wrecked. There's head face marks in half of them.
248-398-9279. Want to bet a buck? Is there anyone listening who's hit with a frying pan?
Frying pan,
6:20 in the morning.
Oh, boy. And a cast iron like your dad was?
I'll take any frying pan.
Yeah, that.
You want to bet a buck?
Sure.
I don't know, man. You may be paying me here. Let me grab a dollar. 248-398-9279. I'm betting Manja got clobbered with a skillet.
Seriously? To the face.
Skillet to the face. Here's Manja's mom.
I hit him on the head with a frying pan and put him in the trunk.
Okay, there it is. 248-398-9279. Damn it, people calling that quick. Come on!
Well, yeah, because you think, man, the frying pan is one of the first things you reach for, I feel like. In all the situations and stories we hear, people reach for frying pans.
Is that right?
If you're in the kitchen, you're either reaching for a frying pan or a knife.
No, we don't know why this lady. Well, what kind of Quentin Tarantino movie did you grow up in? Kill Bill Volume 3, man. You and Go-Go got into a fight with a chain and whipping each other.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what you grab.
They don't know why this lady was doing it. And she clobbered two people. There's a husband and wife walking down the street. She hit him with that pan. And that takes real skillet. Okay, wait a minute.
We got one?
I don't know. Hey, Don, welcome to Big Jim's house. Go ahead, bud.
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah, I was fighting my brother one morning before school, and my mom picked up the baking sheet and folded it over my head.
Just clobbered. And
yeah.
Okay. And then did you guys stop or did you just wait a day and then start all over again the next day?
We kind of went out a little longer. I ended up with four stitches in my fingers.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. All right. Baking sheet. Not a frying pan, though. So I'm still in for a buck.
You're still in. You're still in. All right.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
All right. Later. There goes 248-398-9279. Oh, I know what this is. Kathy, welcome into Big Jim's house. Go ahead. What's your story?
Well, my brother used to get in trouble a lot, and Mom would hit him with a wooden spoon. So one day she hit him with it. It broke. He laughed, so she quit trying to beat him with a wooden spoon.
Did she use something else, or that was just the end of it?
No, that was the end of it.
You know what I'm talking about.
She realized she couldn't punish him anymore.
You know what we're talking about, right, Ryan? Those big, long wooden spoons. The mixing spoons?
Yeah.
Those things are lethal weapons, man. But that was the moment when that was his walk-off. That's a boss move on his part.
Yeah, but he's 6'4" and a half, and she's only about
5'2". All right, Kathy, have a good morning.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Too many calls here. I think I owe you a dollar. Joe!
Big Jim, what is it with these kitchen utensils, man? The wooden spoon I got from my mom.
Yeah.
My wife did hit me with a cast iron skillet. Thank God it was a small one. It was in the shoulder.
Right, hold on.
In the shoulder. Oh,
it counts.
Yeah.
There's your dollar.
Yep.
Why'd you get hit with that?
Well, you know how it is. You're always trying to tell the women something they don't want to hear, and I can't remember it. It was long ago. But I did go to a garage sale one time, and the wife made great fried chicken. And I picked up a 22-incher that could do two fried chickens. Thank God she didn't hit me with that one.
I'm saying, like, what are you doing? You're bringing a weapon into your house, man. You got Joe. You got to think that through, buddy. All right, man. Have a good morning. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Too.
Bye.
All right, guys.
I love something she didn't want to hear. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's man Latin for I said something stupid. Right? Yeah, that's what
exactly.
It is. That's what it is. Hold on. Brian, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house.
How you doing?
We're good, man. So you got clobbered to the frying pan?
Oh, yeah. Cast iron frying pan. Back in the day when I was in high school, I come home, found my brother had my winter tires from my Camaro on his car. So I went out to the front yard, jacked his car off, took the tires off, dropped his car on the ground. We started fighting. I run in the house. Mom cracked me in the head with a cast iron frying pan.
What a story.
Trying to get you guys to calm it down, man. Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. The night before, I was in the hospital with a concussion from a hockey game.
Oh, Mom. Don't hit him in the head.
That's good. Just double it up. Make sure you're all right.
Right.
She didn't give.
It's always the cussing. You can't cuss, Brian.
So
okay. Talk to you later, bud. I'm wearing out the dump button the past week here. I got to get to this one more story. John, you've been patiently holding. Go ahead, bud.
All right. So one time me and my sister got into a fight, and she ripped out a frying pan, went to hit me with it. I managed to shut the door to block it, but the frying pan broke off the handle, and it ended up cracking my mom in the head.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I saw this on the call screener. I did. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, John.
Leave the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Move forever. Move away. Did you change your name and move to another country?
Well, ironically, I did get my name changed, but now I'm still in the same country.
Okay, good. All right, John. Appreciate the story, bud.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Hey, and he didn't cuss. Awesome. All right. Get your dollar?
Got it.
Good. I'm going to hit you with it. The cast iron skillet. Reeling in the Ears coming up in about, 15 minutes here? Here's your clue. No wire hangers!
Good clue.
It's up for grabs. Oh, let me find that text message. We were talking about there was a lady in Washington who was running around clobbering people with a frying pan on the street. They don't know why. She actually wound up hitting a husband and wife with it. Came running out, 39-year-old lady, and bonk. Hit him. Telling stories how my grandma hit my dad in the head with a cast iron skillet growing up. Not all the time.
Yeah, just
wasn't like a daily thing.
She didn't pummel him. Oh, time again.
All right, we can't use this lady's name. My mom was an equal opportunity person. She would grab what was ever closest. I didn't get hit with a frying pan, but I did get hit with a saucepan. Smaller. Also, this is where it gets interesting. There was a brush, a mixing bowl, shoes, and the best one is when she tried to throw a lamp at me, but it was plugged in. Get it! Get it, Mom!
Oh,
I'm gonna knock you on your ass. See, now, do you, as a parent-to-be, does this concern you at all? Are you going to be the kind of person who's going to give your kid a smack with something like that?
No.
Hell, are we even allowed to do that anymore? We'll all get in trouble anyway.
You can't do that anymore. There's no chance. There's no chance, but plus, I would never anyways.
Never?
No.
Just wait. They'll draw you out, man.
I have a feeling I'm going to be a lot like my dad was, where it was, Liz, don't worry. I'll take care of this with Ryan. Hey, so how'd it go? That's funny, dude.
Oh,
all right, now walk out like I was yelling at you.
You're called a hey buddy. That's a hey buddy, Dad? Hey buddy.
I don't know how many high fives I got after my mom was screaming at me because my dad knew it was cool.
Mel!
Like, he had to be a parent. He had to be a parent. No, you shouldn't have done it, but hey, that's pretty funny type deal.
He's a hey buddy. He was a hey buddy. He's a hey buddy. Come here. Hey buddy. Man. You can't do that around your mom. Hey buddy. Ryan said something once about... And when he was in high school, he said something to Kathy and my wife. And I think that was the first time I ever yelled at him and said, you know, I just got loud and went, it's your mom, but it was my wife before it was your mom. And I smacked him in the back of the head and I knocked him to the floor.
I remember that.
Oh, I clocked him. You don't disrespect my wife.
No.
You ever want to find out how Irish I can be? Say something about my wife. We'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
That's from my dad. My dad was like, I disrespected my stepmom once. I told you. He knocked me off a chair. I was 16. I weighed 220.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I was on the floor. You don't do that. That's just how, in my family, that was a big thing. That was the one time, yeah. And Ryan still talks about it.
Oh,
I clocked him. I was like, no.
But the real
you
stuff,
don't talk about my wife.
They'd get fired up.
Yeah.
I told you
your dad's like, hey, buddy.
I don't know what we did, but the time my dad just said, all right, that's it. You guys are going to act like that. Walked outside and started breaking every hockey stick I owned over his knee. Just boom, 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 boom.
But he said that's it.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Now, with my kids, they knew that they were in trouble when I said, you're done.
Yeah.
I'd walk in the room and go, you're done! And that was it. Even Adam still talks about
like
it.
Goes,
oh,
yeah,
no,
right
no,
there.
He hated that.
That just
if they did
me.
Something stupid, I'd yell, you're done. And they would both, like, drop everything. Going, okay, we're done. We're done now. Did you ever have your friends sent home?
I don't think so. I can't remember. Friends sent home. I don't know. I don't think so.
A friend of mine, a bunch of kids came over with the son in high school, and they were partying in the garage and doing stuff they weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
He called every one of the parents at 2 o'clock in the morning, had them come get their kids.
Ugh.
And stood there and had his son explain to them what had happened.
Man. That's tough. That's tough.
That's
that
dropping a hammer, yeah. Baby. Yeah. All you got to do is tell us the year. Listen closely. Pushing down on me, pressing
down on you, no man has fallen. We're ready for you, Miss Crawford.
Got everything you want.
No, I don't. I want a baby.
Faye Dunaway.
No wire hangers ever!
Mommy Dearest.
Definitely time. Love that show, baby. Okay, here we go. What are we playing for? By the way, 248-398-9279. Tell us the year and you win.
We got those pair of tickets to see Carrot Top at the Motor City Casino Soundboard on December 1st. All winners are also going to get qualified to win the Carrot Top Grand Prize dinner for two at the assembly line that night of the show.
Great guy. I was just watching Between Two Ferns. Have you ever seen
the... been on that?
No, well, for years. He is. Did you know this?
No.
Carrot Top makes the strangest cameo in the world the very first time that, oh my God, what's his buddy from The Hangover?
Zach Galifianakis?
No.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper, the first time he's on there, remember how he's all nervous?
Right.
You hear this clicking, and Carrot Top is standing behind him, behind the fern, texting someone.
Oh, gosh.
It is the most...
Zip it. Let's play Reeling in the Years in Big Jim's house. Are you reeling in the years?
We got three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. Super simple, Sugar Bear, and you'll win tickets for Carrot Top. Listen closely.
Pressure, pushing down on me, pressing down on you, no man has fallen.
We're ready for you, Miss Crawford.
Got everything you want.
No, I don't. I want a baby.
Faye Dunaway.
No wire hangers ever!
Mommy Dearest.
Chris, good morning. How are you, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good, Chris. Okay, so what year are we looking for?
1981.
Well played,
yeah!
Chris.
Nice.
All right, I want to say it's C-H-R-I-S on the call screener. That's why I called you bud, Chris, okay?
That's all right. That's the year I was born. So.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. So we had, let me see, David Bowie and Queen, obviously doing Under Pressure. We had Mommy Dearest in theaters, and the People's Court popped up on TV. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just heading into work.
And where do we work?
I'm a nurse over at Beaumont.
All right. Well, you stay safe, and you've got a pair of tickets to go see
Carrot Top at the Motor City Casino Soundboard on December 1st. You're also going to get thrown into that grand prize drawing as well for dinner at the Assembly Line the night of the show.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hold on, okay?
All right.
There she goes. I want to take a moment and say good morning to our general manager here at 94.7 WCSX, Mac Edwards, who I unintentionally FaceTimed at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, did he ask you if everything's okay?
He didn't respond, so I hope
it
didn't
go through.
Oh, God, no, it rang. I heard this. So has anyone done this? I've got my little hoodie on, my Michigan Tech hoodie. I grabbed my phone to come in the studio, and I threw it in my front the little pouch. And I'm walking in, and you know the FaceTime makes that weird little... It sounds like a turkey. I'm like, who's FaceTime? I'm looking down the hallway. Oh, crap, it's me. Yeah. I butt-dialed the general manager, our boss's boss.
You got to hit the go-to-sleep button, man. Remember, I dialed 911 doing it that way. Putting my phone in my pocket and leaving, dial 911.
I got to do what?
No, you just hit the side.
Oh, yeah.
The little sleep bar.
Okay. All right. Maybe I just wanted to talk. You don't want to do this one.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about the response on this one.
You don't want to do this one.
All right, though. This is what they're here for.
Okay. If this doesn't work out, though, apparently you have a job as a professional sander.
I'm telling you, I've become Ryan the handyman lately with all the projects I've been doing. Let me tell you.
Shut the front door. What happened?
Let me tell you. I don't know. I just wanted to get in. I always said when we move into my new house and I got my, you know, my big garage and stuff, I'm going to become a project man, do some projects.
I'll tell you what happened.
So I've started.
I'll tell you what happened.
What's that?
You went to Harbor Freight.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Can't help yourself. He's got a sander. He's been regaling me with, during ZZ Top, he was regaling me with stories of sanding things. What have you sanded so far?
Well, I'm working on this chest that my wife got from her grandparents.
Yep.
She wants to put it in the family room, put blankets in it and stuff like that. So I'm redoing that. I'm refurbishing it. And then I just started to sand. I got the sander, so I want to test it out. So I just started doing it on my cabinets in my garage, like my area. But then I'm like, oh, you dummy. I got to do something to it.
Yeah, you got
to
finish it. You can't just leave it naked.
Well, there's little spots of sand all over. Because I'm like, yeah, just to test it out.
You're
now I'm
alone.
Onto the chest, though, so.
Okay. Anything else you're going to sand? The car? Is Danny DeVito going to, you're going to sand one of the colors off him or anything? You're not alone. Anyone. It's not fun. A guy thing. You get something, you get a power tool, and you go crazy. You but just want to use it.
Sanding is just like power washing. I love doing that, too, because you see the each strip you're making.
Right.
That you're cleaning. It's like therapeutic.
This is so cute. It's awesome that you're doing this.
Dude, watch out. I'm going to be building all types of stuff next. I'm going to come with an owl, like, chiseled out for you or something.
Uh-huh. Like that candle you're going to make me?
I still have all the candle stuff.
You should sand all the candle stuff.
I could bring back that business, too.
In the garage.
Carpentry and candles.
Yeah, you know, because making candles out in the garage with a bunch of flammable materials, what could go wrong? I'd go for it. Why not?
I was already doing it in my barn, so at least the garage might be a step up.
Is this a belt sander, a little sander, like a mouse-style sander? What kind of sander have you got?
Yeah, it's like a handheld circular sander.
Okay.
You put the battery in it, like 20-volt battery in it?
Sure. Yeah, we call it, Black & Decker has a mouse, they're called mouse sanders.
Yeah, it's just like that, yep.
Yeah. I remember in Cub Scouts, the kids came over to build Pinewood Derby cars, and I had a mouse sander in the garage, so we let them try that on their cars.
Oh, geez.
The only problem was, the grit was all wrong, and we destroyed just like took, three cars.
Yeah.
They wound up like racing a toothpick.
Yeah, I'm a big grit guy now. You got to know your grits.
Oh,
let
God.
Me tell you.
You think I'm a pain in the ass to sit in the studio with for a couple hours now. Let me tell you something about that 40 grit.
Yeah.
You got to go microfine. If
yeah,
you ain't
I'm
going
at 120
200,
right now. I'm at 120 right now 120 to get that first
guy?
Base off.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to bring it down.
Hold on. John, you got some advice for Ryan here?
Yes, Ryan.
Yeah.
Enjoy your projects. Because when the baby's born, you have zero time for anything else.
That's true.
Wow. I haven't thought of that.
Way to suck the air out of the room, John.
Thanks,
appreciate
John.
That. Yeah.
I've been dad for going on 16 years,
yeah.
And I have such a long list of projects. It's not funny.
Yeah. Here's John's phone call. Thank you, John. All right. Oh, wait a minute. It's turning into woodworking. Mike, you got some advice for Ryan on finishing his chest?
Yeah, after he sands it down and stains it, he put a coat of West System on it. And then what that is that it's a wet epoxy saturation technique. That's the name of it. West. Both U.S. or West Marine sells it. It actually goes into the wood and locks up. It damn near makes it bulletproof. You can set drinks on it, everything else. It won't hurt it. And you give that a fine sand after that, and then put your urethane or your whatever finish you on the top of it. It's perfect. It'll last 100 years.
Hold on. Hey, Mike, hold
okay,
on.
Cool.
Mike, hold on 1 second. Mike gets it. Good stuff. Thank you, Mike. Sand things.
Yeah, man. I just hang outside of Harbor Freight now with a cup of coffee. What are you getting today, bud? You know, just talk shop.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, talk shop with my fellow.
Now, if you want to join the conversation, you can always call in on our house phone, 248-398-9279. Manju the Mongoose, standing by. What's going on? What's your question for everyone? Resident young guy?
All right, so this one is about we got the baby coming in May.
Yeah?
Do I need to go to the parenting classes? Or do we as a couple need to go to parenting classes? I don't think we have to. I'll say that up front.
Okay, so you don't want to go
I don't want to go, and I don't think we need to.
Why? So you don't want to go at all? You don't think that you don't need to go to these things?
Yeah, I don't think we need to go to them.
How does Heidi feel about going to these things?
Heidi would like to go to at least a couple of them.
Okay. 248-398-9279. You don't want to go?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't think we need to. I have so many nieces and nephews, and I've taken care of that. I understand it's not having a kid, but going through, like, the diaper stuff and what to do when a baby's fired up and
so
calming down.
So you're kind of being PC.
And
I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I'm asking. Are you saying that maybe the parenting class is a waste of time?
Yeah, I think they're dumb.
There it is. Okay. 248-398-9279. Ryan doesn't want to go to parenting classes, thinks they're dumb.
I think I've had the best parenting classes of the last 12 years.
With your nieces and nephews.
So, yeah, I got 8 nieces and nephews that I've helped take care of.
248-398-9279. Do they need to go to the parenting classes? Now, Heidi wants to go to a couple, and you don't want to go to any.
Yeah, I think she wants to go just for the experience, like it's part of what you do. I'm learning that's a thing now. It's what you do when you're having a baby.
I want to clarify. I asked you if you wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I need to know. I need some advice.
All right. David, welcome into Big Jim's house. Sitting here with Ryan. What do you think?
Well, I've listened to your show a couple times, and as big a moron as Ryan is, I think he absolutely needs to go to parenting classes. His wife, maybe not.
Okay.
Also, just me. All right.
Well, I can't say that was a compliment call, but appreciate the call, David. Have a good morning, okay?
You too.
All right, later. There he goes. He call you a moron?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he did. Sorry about that. David.
Oh, that's fine, David. You're cool. That's all right, man.
Appreciate the feedback. 248-398-9279. Wow. Aggressive. Becky.
Hi.
Hi. So what should Ryan do here?
Well, I think it's a good idea because they've never had a kid before. And maybe Heidi's babysat or something. But it's still a good idea. And if she'd like to go to a couple of classes, Ryan should go with her. Because it's a couple thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I definitely am not going to allow, I'm not going to let her go alone.
Wow, that'd be a tool move.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not that horrible of a person.
So you're a single mom. I am tonight. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Becky.
My husband and I went when our son was born, and it was really good because you get, you know, there's other couples that are first-time parents, and you get a kind of camaraderie.
Camaraderie. No, we got it. Yeah, we know what you were saying, Becky. You're fine.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we got to run,
know,
Becky.
Like, it's good.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. There she goes. Oh, sorry, I don't want to leave her. We had a bunch of people on phone. So, I went. Joe from Algonac. Wow. Hey, baby boy, cutting corners already. Nieces and nephews are not your child.
I get that, but I know the changing diapers and stuff like that. So somebody brought up a good point.
What's that?
Parenting classes are probably a money grab, but I'd at least go to an infant CPR or a birthing class.
You guys should give birth at home.
No way.
Why not? You can make a crib now, apparently, with all those tools in the garage. Scott, you got some advice for Ryan here?
Yeah, you don't need to go to that. Human beings have been around for 10,000 years, and what is a parenting class?
It's a side hustle. That's all it is. Yeah. It's a money grab.
It is. I mean, my two kids turned out fine.
And you didn't go to parenting class?
The other one's a security guard. They didn't know parenting classes.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Scott. There you go.
All right.
Some support for Ryan. Appreciate you, bud. Don't go. You don't need to go. You got this. You got nieces and nephews. How hard could it be raising a kid?
Oh, see.
I apologize.
Yeah,
now. I said I wasn't going to put words in your mouth, and I just did. Maureen, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's House, Grounds for Divorce. What do you think?
He should definitely go. There's a lot of things with a brand new baby that you don't know unless you're there. He really should go.
Okay.
All right. The parenting class.
Learn the new thing. Okay.
Like, for example, they don't wear diapers anymore. They just wear paper towels. A lot of people don't know that.
No.
Yeah, that's true. You just put them in a Brawny and they're fine.
Bathing thing especially.
Yeah.
You know, bathing with an umbilical cord and all that, that's something he doesn't know that he should go and learn.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
And you get to keep the umbilical cord. You can actually use it to hang your first Christmas ornament. It's cool. Bye, Maureen.
Bye.
A lot of people don't know that. Did you know that, Ryan?
No.
Okay. Wow, you're getting lit up on text messages. What's the one from Stephanie? Do you see that one?
Stephanie, yeah. My mom always says that children are the biggest science experiment of your life. While taking a class may give you peace of mind, once the baby's here, it's all trial and error. Sorry.
Okay.
It skipped up on me there for a second.
That's okay. So you really don't want to go to these parenting classes?
Yeah, my thing was, my argument to my wife was, look at all the stuff we did in high school and college. I barely use any of that now in my real job. So that's the thing, you know? It's a good argument, isn't it?
You mean grammar, math, a lot of the basic things. I don't use any of that, man. Now I'm a wordsmith, man. Yeah, you didn't help yourself. Yeah, I should have stopped you there. You ran right into that one. 248-398-9279. You don't want to go to parenting classes. Is this an issue? Heidi wants to go to a couple of them. More calls coming up next, and we're going to talk for a minute here during ELO about what you can't say on the air. CSX Big Jim's House, 717. Grounds for Divorce, our Tuesday morning feature with our resident young guy, Ryan, here. First year of marriage. Ooh, you got an anniversary coming up in 11 days. Right? It was the 20th.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that curveball at you this morning there, Logan.
And her 30th birthday.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Step your game up. But the question this morning is, you don't want to go to the parenting classes.
Correct.
Because?
I just think they're a waste of time.
You feel like you know it.
I don't know if saying I feel like I know it. I feel like I know enough and then we'll become a parent on, you know, our own way.
Okay, so you don't want to go. Now, Heidi wants to go to a couple of them.
Yeah, I think she wants to check them out and see if we can learn anything from them. I'm like, I think we'll be all right.
But you're going to go to the Lamaze classes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You do realize there's six of those?
No.
Yes, there's six Lamaze classes. Each one's 4 hours each.
4 hours.
Yeah, it's the 24 hours of Le Mans.
Oh, my gosh. That's all, folks.
Donnie's next. We're done.
Oh, man. Yeah I'll go to some of those.
Will you? Just take a catch.
I just can't wait. I'm going to do that, and then I'm also going to sit down and go, all right. Oh, wait, it's her, not me, right? Okay. I got some jokes for that one.
Okay, but parenting, you're like, nah.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. We'll figure it out.
I think Steve agrees with you. Steve, do you agree with Ryan on this one?
I absolutely do. He stated earlier that, you know, going to school and all the stuff he learned in school he doesn't use in his job today. Well, one of them being physics, okay, I'm sure he took. But you're going to be amazed, Ryan, when you go ahead and have that diaper on that kid of yours and wonder how in God's name he got the poop for all the way up around his neck.
It is true. Yeah, how they did that. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, see, and I've dealt with that with my nieces and nephews.
Yes, yeah. And they're in their 20s.
Now, see, you took care of them. You know, your nieces and nephews, they turned out okay, right?
Yeah, they're good.
Doing fine. There you go, Steve.
Did you have a book to go ahead and teach them?
No, I just...
See?
Yeah, went along. There we go.
Books are for dummies.
Word. Never mind. The wrong thing. Okay. Later. Bye, Steve. There he goes.
That's a series, isn't it?
Books are for dummies.
Books are for dummies for dummies.
The fact that you would write a book about how books are stupid, that is the most us thing now. That is the most, oh, God. Deb, thanks for holding. Welcome into Big Jim's house. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
Good. Sitting here with Ryan. You got some advice for him?
I do. I think they should pass on them altogether.
Really? Okay.
I think these classes set some young parents up for failure, or making them think they're a failure, because the class teaches you one way, and not one way is meant for every child and every family and every parent.
Yeah,
it's so
true. Right.
If they do it wrong or they do it different, it's going to be, well, we didn't do it like they told us. Is it going to be okay, or should we go back and try it again? Or so I think they should learn as they go and enjoy that experience.
Blondie said it best. It's one way or another. I mean, it's literally in the song. They're very flexible there, Deb.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, yeah. You know, let's go for it.
Hey, Deb, well, we got you on the phone. Your mom, obviously, yes?
Yes, I am.
Okay, someone texted in about something called the witching hour. Like, their kid stays up for an hour crying. What period was that, Ryan? Like, they three said, in the morning or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, around 3 months in the middle of the night, they wake up and cry for an hour straight. They called it the witching hour.
Have you ever heard of that?
I have. I never experienced it, though. My baby was a big baby when she was born, so she'd sleep through the night, but my grandchild now did.
Okay.
And it can be annoying, so you do have to get up and coddle them and hold them and comfort them, but you'll learn what your baby needs at that hour.
There you go.
You learn.
Right. See.
Yeah.
So it's crying for an hour? Is that right? Are you sure it's not Jim Harbaugh?
Well, not that could be.
Okay, just checking. Yeah, yesterday in the press conference. All right, Deb, we got to run. You have a good morning.
You guys, too. Good luck, babies.
Hey,
thank you.
There she goes.
Yeah, we had Kevin texted and agreed, said parenting classes only make you feel like a bad parent when you do everything different on your own.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see how that happens, because I'm sure this is the way you have to do it. That's what I don't want to be told. Get out of here, lady.
Not every parenting class is led by a German mom from a 1960s movie. This is the way you do it. You raise the baby.
You change the diaper. You feed them the milk. Und Brötchen.
That's how I see it as.
She's not there like Frau Blücher.
I'm going to get smacked in the back of the head with a ruler if I'm not doing something right.
The milk in the bottle is too warm, Ryan. Und
I don't think so, man. Lee, welcome into Big Jim's house. What do you think?
Good morning, brother. Ryan, I'm sorry, man. You need to go. Take it from me, man. 30 years of marriage. If you don't go, anything goes wrong, she's going to blame you because you didn't go. It's going to be all your fault.
Oh, I didn't even think of that side of it. Should have went to the classes.
And if you don't attend, the driver hunts you down. And
I can tell you one place it'll never be your fault, though.
What's that?
My house.
Aww. Was that mentioned?
It'll always be my fault at my house. Trust me.
Okay. We took it as a compliment.
Yeah,
you were just
I thought you were saying I can just drop him off there. You take care of it. Okay.
Don't drop the kid off over there. Lee, have a good morning, bud.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
Later. There he goes.
Man.
What?
Getting hit now about being out in the you should go. It's a good bonding experience for you two, and it's better to use your time doing that than being alone in your garage. Thanks, Patrick.
Wow. Rich, good morning. Go ahead, buddy.
Good morning, Big Jim. Thank you for being there in the mornings. Enjoy the show every morning on the way home.
Thank you, bud. I'm sitting here with Ryan. You got some advice for him?
Well, yeah. Ryan, does Heidi want to go?
Yeah, I think she wants to at least check one out.
Okay, well, then enjoy the class, brother.
Oh, how simple but true that is.
You're going.
Yeah, you're not getting out of this one.
I mean, there's no way I'm letting her go by herself.
Like, whether you think it's stupid or not, you're going.
Okay.
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 All right. There it is.
Most honest call so far.
You could fill us all in on it when you get back.
Done. See, there you go. You do it for show prep.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, there film it and stuff. Make jokes in there and everything.
Just cut up. Yeah, do a Facebook Live. They'll love it.
No. Don't make jokes.
Yeah, you can't do that. Rich, have a good morning, buddy. Appreciate you, bud.
You too. Right. Thank you.
All right, there it goes. There's more calls. We'll get to calls. We're not done. 248-398-9279. You should go now. Because I want to hear that German woman who runs all these classes in your mind.
You take the placenta and you eat it.
Ah.
What'd you do?
Is it Arnold now?
This is the one.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the birthday classes. You're going to push the baby out. She's going to have the mother's milk, and you're going to be up in the middle of the night. The baby's going to be crying. Wow, wow, wow.
What happens, Arnold, if we need to go to the hospital?
You don't drive, you run. Because you're a father. You're more of a girly man with your little sander in the garage. You're going to be sanded sleep out, little Nancy boy. We'll be right back. I'm going to go live something.
Grounds for Divorce, our Tuesday feature here in Big Jim's house. By the way, if you ever miss any of the Grounds for Divorce, you want to hear them, you can subscribe. We'll send you the weekly podcast update. The keyword is
Grounds.
Yeah, G-R-O-U-N-D-S. Grounds.
Yes.
I did it like a spelling bee in fourth grade. So you don't think these parenting classes, you guys are having a kid, and you don't think the parenting classes, you're like, I don't need to go.
Yeah.
Again, I'm trying not to put words in your mouth.
No. That's okay. What I think they're useless. To be honest with you, and I've talked to a few of my buddies who have already had kids,
okay,
and they tell me the same thing. So you don't need to go.
You're not alone in this. Ryan, you'll learn as you go, just like all his fathers. Okay.
I mean, a lot of people are sharing the same comments that we had with that these just show you one way to do something.
Right.
And that's not going to work for every child, like we've heard.
Makes sense. Parenting classes will never prepare you for parenthood. Learn as you go. Someone else saying that right there. Bill from Algonac. Skip the classes. Takes all the fun out of parenting. You got to get something out of it, right? I would assume. I don't know. I honestly don't. I know we went to the Lamaze classes and did all the birthing classes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I went to a parenting class for my kids.
I think that part's important.
Yeah. Now, Heidi does want to go to a couple of these parenting classes to check it out.
I think, yeah, she'd like to check one out.
Hmm. Somebody said, yeah, Ryan. I just answered that question.
Yep.
None. Didn't go to any. You've met my kids. I like my kids. Anyway, 248-398-9279.
And they turned out great.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends. The oldest one depends what day it is. Good morning, Ryan. Brenda, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think Ryan should be going. I have two kids, and they are both different. What works for one doesn't work for the other.
So that's the whole thing with we had a last lady calling up. Deb was talking about that. It's trying to do a cookie cutter thing doesn't work.
Correct.
See, there you go, Ryan. Because you guys are having twins, so that'll work out well.
Stop! Don't say that.
You can't jinx that. Okay.
Yeah. No. See, then both of them would be different.
All right. So don't go.
Don't go.
Okay.
But she wants to go to one class. So what if he shows up with one of those beer helmets and just sits there?
Hey, I might show up in one of those beer helmets.
There it is. I'll buy you a beer helmet, Ryan. You go to one class. Done deal. Brenda, have a good morning.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Jay, it's Grounds for Divorce. You got some advice for Ryan?
Hi, Jim. Hi, Brian. Yes, I do. Hey, Ryan, when your kid just seems inconsolable, it's likely they're either too hot or got a tummy ache or both. So take all their clothes off, put their chest down on your knees with their head hanging off your knees,
and you'd be surprised how quickly they recover.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying he doesn't need to go then because you're going to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to those classes at all, you'll probably learn something to not do to screw up your kids. Screw up your kids all on your own.
Okay. Wow. That's a parenting book I want to read. Screw up your kids all on your own. So you're saying if they're not feeling good, though, you take off all their clothes and have them just kind of lay over your knee and rub their back, right?
Yeah, mom or grandma's put too many clothes on them.
Right. So you know, we do the same thing with Dahmer when he's not in a good mood. So
come here.
Yeah, we do the same thing with Dave.
Picture.
Yeah, it's very strange, yeah. All right. Hey, have a good morning, Jay. Appreciate you, bud.
You too, guys. Thanks.
There it goes. Okay, 7:40. It's Big Jim's house. Does that work, like the whole take your clothes?
I would assume.
That's cool a kid. That, yeah, but the kids will cool them off. Makes them feel good.
Well, I like Tim. If you have faith in the way you were raised, why go? Do most parents do that? Raise you? I mean, I guess that would be part of it, right?
Well,
raise your kid how you were raised, how right. Your parents raised you.
Well, your mom's cool as hell, so you should be fine.
Well, and I'm super awesome, so this kid's bound to be cool. I'm joking.
You should not only go to a parenting class, you should go to a parenting college. You should be gone for 6 months. You should be in a two-year program. Sean, what do you think? Should Ryan go to this parenting class or not?
He should not go for a couple of reasons. One, we've all been to parenting class for 18 years. We were trained by the best trained teachers there are, our own parents.
See, there you go.
You know.
Okay.
And then when we teach them what we can, we hope when they walk out the door, they just, you know, use the knowledge wisely. You know, and who's to say that this teacher is going to be any better than our parents are teaching? You know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to go in there, probably get some dusty old bag that's never had kids. And she's going to try to tell you how to do things by the book. Well, kids don't come with a handbook.
Right.
You know,
right.
Save that money for therapy. Because when your daughter comes home with some guy named Spider with green hair, you're going to need it. You know, and they don't teach you that in parenting class.
All right. Hey, Sean.
How is Spider?
How is Spider these days? Spider's good? The old in-law.
So I've heard.
Okay, good. Well, Sean, we don't ever want you to call back again because you have a better voice than we do and you're yes. smarter than we are. So,
you guys
no.
say that every time, you know, but everybody told me I have a face for radio.
Get in line, dude. We all do, man. Sean, no, it's wonderful hearing from you. Have a good day.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, later. Seriously, man. Wow. He's cool and he's got a better voice than both of us.
Not good.
Sean, whatever. Missy, how are you?
Good.
So should Ryan go?
Yes, I think you should. Is this his first kid?
Yeah, first kid.
Yes, absolutely. Go. If they're not teaching you how to raise your kid, the first classes are teaching you just basic parenting skills, safety, how to give them a safe bath, make sure the water's not too hot. A lot of things that you think you know maybe, but I mean, when I was a new mom, when your kid's two, you know, and you think, oh, they're going to be potty trained by the time they're two. You realize that some of them aren't physically ready yet. I mean, I hate to say it, but I remember like spanking my kid or punching her when she was little because I thought back then at two, you should be potty trained.
Right. Well,
some people still think that until you learn, you don't know what you don't know.
So maybe you should go for a couple classes, check it out. You kind of get a list of the itinerary of the class and then get an idea which what you need.
Okay.
That's a good point. Thank you, Missy.
Thanks, Missy.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks, too, Mike. Wow, very thoughtful. Okay.
But, like, with the water, can't you just go, yeah, that's too hot. Wait a little bit.
Have you never seen the movie Rain Man? That's how you can lose custody. We're just like that. I remember where that happened. I still think about back the parenting tip about when the kids fussy, take off all your clothes and lay over their knee.
Yeah.
Is that really a thing? I don't remember doing that with our kids.
I mean, I guess take them, it would cool them down. Yeah.
So you just take your clothes off, you lay, and then you rub their back.
Yeah, I gave it to her on Saturday. Oh, we can run through. Let's move on, though, from
that. Okay, yeah, I'm going to smack you around about that a little bit later. anyway, so you guys are having a kid. You're doing a lot of adulting in 1 year. And you don't want to go to the parenting classes.
Right.
Should he go? To quote the class, should he stay or should he go? Now, Heidi wants to go to a couple of them.
Yeah, I think, she wants to give it a try, see what they're all about. I think she just, it's... For her, a lot of this is part of the experience of being pregnant, I think.
Makes sense. But you're like, nah, don't need it.
Nah, I think we're good.
Nieces, nephews. Our buddy Rick in Riverview sent out a wonderful text message. Listen, Crocs. Wow, call back to your Croc wearing. Your nieces and nephews' exposure combined with your own parents raising you is more than enough knowledge. There is no one way to raise a kid as they're all different. Put your Crocs down and don't go, just like when you painted the door the color of your choice. Rick from Riverview.
Dang, Rick, I like that.
Nice.
But I really do agree with this first part. That learning from how you were raised, seeing your parents raise you, seeing my brothers and sisters raise their kids and stuff, I think I've picked up on a lot of good things.
And you said this in the studio, and we had someone call about it as well. We had a couple text messages. You're going to get in your own head if you go to this parenting class, because I know you. You'll start thinking of 20 different ways you're going to hurt the kid.
Well, yeah, if they tell me 100, here's top 100 ways you can kill your kid, then, you know.
I don't think that's part of the parenting classes.
That's not the first pamphlet you get?
No, it's top five on the board. It's not a family feud. They don't put top five ways to kill your kid. Go, ding! Show me hot water. Hi, Wes.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, turn that radio down real quick, Wes. There you go.
Yes. Yes. Hey, you guys, you are your environment. You are what you were brought up as. However, that does not determine your future.
Okay.
As you know, there are many people who have been raised in really bad environments that have made it good. But now, my point is you have to watch some of these so-called professionals these days. They like to think that, not all of them, of course, but, you know, spanking is traumatizing and all that. I feel there's nothing at all wrong with a little whipping on the butt only, okay, when they're getting out of hand. My kids, my dad did it for me. I did it for my kids, and they thanked me for it. Both my kids are successful. I'm a drug addict and alcoholic in recovery, but that does not predestine my children.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's how it is. So, you know, if you feel necessary to go to a couple of these classes for your wife as well as yourself, there's absolutely, I don't feel a darn thing wrong with it, but, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Okay. There's a lot of pseudo professionals out there. And believe me, I've been there, done that with 20 years of marriage encounters and all these other things, therapy with my addictions and whatever.
Hey, man. So, hey, Wes, we appreciate the call one day at a time, man.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
All right. There you go.
See you, Wes. Thank you, buddy.
Nice guy. It's true.
Right.
The more we talk about this, though, I don't want you to go now because you will get in your own head about this.
Well, that was the number one reason. I know they're going to tell me everything that can go wrong, and then I'm going to just have that in my head.
Right. I think Art agrees with you. Art, should Ryan go?
Yo, hey, how's it going, man?
Good, buddy.
That's a good thing. Anyway, Ryan, definitely you shouldn't go. Those classes will make you paranoid, schizophrenic, and neurotic all at the same time.
You mean more than he is? Okay, all right. Okay.
Well, okay, consider, remember Jocelyn Elders way back? She was trying to pass out condoms to grade school kids, and her kids were all screwed up.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Want something politically correct or something, right. You know, something stupid, hey, go to the classes.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we're not doing politics. No. Hot talk this morning. Sterling Heights, react to me. So, what?
Got a good idea from the 248 here.
What's that?
Said, if Heidi insists, check out a class or two online at home, and you can sit in the background and smoke weed and attend the class like she wants. Most of these are virtual right now. That ain't a bad idea. Just turn the volume up.
That's what you need. Come on. Dude, you need to go. I thought the exact same thing you did, and I regret not going. What I didn't anticipate was my nieces and nephews were not infants when I spent time with them. My son was born this year, so this, okay. We brought him home, and I spent the next several days of my spare time doing some power learning. Okay. All right. So you're going to go?
I don't think so. I mean, here's the thing. If my wife really wants me to go, and she's going to go, I'm not letting her go to that by herself.
Right.
That's horrible.
I'll take her.
No. Let me
take your wife to a parenting class. Come on.
You try to get her in on that one.
Heidi?
Yeah.
I got her number. Hold on.
She will not want to go to anything. No. That's not happening.
What? I just sent her a note. Okay.
I'm just waiting. I know she's listening.
I know.
Because she's texting me about this right now. So I'll just wait for her to go. Yeah.
Let me see. Can I take you to the parenting classes? Instead of Ryan.
You're not doing it.
Well, that's not to you. I just say you told
me. No, you're not going.
What do you mean?
I will go with my wife.
I just sent her a note. I haven't heard from her yet. We'll find out.
Okay.
Wait. I got the three dots. Well, that sucks.
What'd she say?
It just says, bah.
Oh, that's all she wrote?
Heidi. That hurts. I will take you.
She didn't even take it seriously.
She said, you wish, Jim. I'm like, no, Heidi, I've done the two-kid thing. I'm good. Yeah. You guys can have fun.
Oh, man.
All right. hold on. Let me text her. Call me after the show, babe. Okay.
Got him. I'm going to get home today. It's going to be the weekly thing of, what is wrong with him? Why? Wah.
Wow.
At least once a week I get that.
I text her. I said, call me after the show, babe. She said, okay.
Yeah.
It's right there. Did you see that? Okay. Grounds for divorce could have been this last conversation.
Oh, man, whatever.
I might as well take it.
Oh, she just sent me she screenshot me. Do you not realize I'm with him? We're literally talking about your text on air. You don't need to screenshot it and send it to me.
Okay. All right. Call me after the show. Cooper Court, and if you don't know, they actually took the Alice Cooper Court street sign. It is now part of the Alice Cooper exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Something that you guys got behind is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's going to be there forever. It's fantastic.
How cool.
But he told us about these Progressive insurance commercials of Baker Mayfield, and he goes, have you seen the one with Alice Cooper? And we're like, no. Well, now we know why they filmed it at the Rock Hall.
Right.
So we hadn't, and have you seen the commercial on TV?
I haven't seen it on TV. No, that's
seen it a couple times.
Because at first we're like, really? We haven't. We've seen every single one of them.
It just started playing. But there's something so much better than the commercial. Their BTS thing where they do the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Is like 2 minutes of just gold. This is magical. The keyword is
Alice.
A-L-I-C-E. We'll send it right to your phone. Check this out. Baker Mayfield and his wife, right?
Yes, his wife.
If you don't know the bit, Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Browns, he lives at the stadium. And it's a whole thing about Baker at home with the Mayfields. Well, Alice Cooper is their next-door neighbor who lives at the Rock Hall. Check this out.
Yeah, the guy next door, needless to say, is a bit of an acquired taste. Yeah, I'm Alice Cooper. I live next door. You know, I've been here for about 10 years. I've seen at least a dozen people move in and out of that place. I don't know what it is. It's a great place. First impression of Alice Cooper, I wouldn't say that we got off on the wrong foot, but I think he thought I was stalking him a little bit. Yeah, you mean they always bring over the pineapple upside down cake or whatever it is, you know. And my dogs didn't really like them that much. I had to hold the dogs back. But the cats loved them. Who knows? No, it's been smooth ever since.
Yeah, and that one day he came over and played flag football with you guys.
Which was fun, but he just kept bothering us about having the 18 jersey. He kept yelling, I'm 18, I'm 18. I mean, he's...
Give the guy 18.
He's better at golf than he is flag football. Oh, yeah, the flag football game? I wiped the floor with him.
It is magical. And there's more. Someone's house-sitting the stadium.
Yeah.
And Alice Cooper's talking about him. I don't want to give it away, but you'll see it in there. The keyword is...
The keyword's Alice.
Could be the best... Well, it's the best Baker Mayfield commercial we've seen.
Oh, it's hilarious. I love his wife. Just give him 18.
Just give him 18. I don't understand what the problem is. But there's one like, is this yours? And Baker Mayfield goes to the door and he's got a box full of stuff and Alice unlocks the door to the Rock Hall. Yeah. Can I help you? Is this yours? Yeah.
I love that line, though. I've seen about 10, 12 guys move in there over the years. I don't know what's...
Is that fair or am I judging this? Because there's no way. How many beers could this guy have slammed between winning the race and getting to the post-race press conference?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because he is hammered. He shows up with a Bud Light, puts it on the table.
I mean, adrenaline. He probably hasn't ate for a while because of racing. Maybe. So you got to throw those into it. Might be dehydrated.
I was thinking about things involving alcohol in my life. You know, we've all done stupid things. This wasn't stupid. I think it's generally funny. It's kind of sweet. So
he's doing nothing wrong. He's celebrating the hard work that he's put in his whole life.
There's two things I want to know. Number one, by the way, he did tweet out on Saturday, thanks to my new sponsor, Advil. I'm hurting a little bit. Again, keyword garage for the whole video. Listen closely. This is Ben just sitting up there talking to the media.
This is going
to
be the weirdest press conference ever. Yeah, I'm more zen now thanks to my good friend, Bud. Let me say something here. Libations are good. What was the question? So, okay, wait a minute. I know what the question was. It was, how did I get to... Okay, so here's how this happened. I've pissed. Pissed. And let me say something. All right, I got the mic, so I can say anyways. So, I was pissed. Boom, boom, boom. Wow, the mic got loud real fast. And I said, ain't happening, Mama Jamma. Bye-bye. Wow, I talked really fast there.
Thoughts and prayers to our transcriptionist. We'll go to Bob.
My wife looks really embarrassed. Are you embarrassed? We're champions. Yeah. That's not a good representation of Kentucky. Everybody has teeth in Kentucky. We drink fluoride in our water.
What?
Ooh. The Bud is amazing tonight.
Good, good, good.
Do I need water? No, I like to put the Bud. The Bud is good. So we're like a match made in heaven. And I'm loving it. McLovin' it. I love champagne. That's the taste of victory. A karaoke. I feel like singing some My Size Baby. And I went, woo woo. Boom. Boom. Oh, welcome to the jungle. I like welcome to the jungle really well.
Oh, there's more. There, he was just getting started. Down. When he sees his crew chief.
Oh, that's the best.
Hey, we had some Bud Lights without you.
I
we
love
had Bud Light
guy.
Beers.
I love him.
Ben Rhodes. He's having so much fun.
Hey, go for it, man.
Did you look it up? Did Bud Light acknowledge
him? No, I haven't seen anything that they went out with. You got to do something for this guy now.
Right.
But look, we all love it when Ovechkin, when Washington won, and he's in the fountain swimming.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Everybody loves that stuff. Tom Brady threw it. Everybody loves it. They're all hammered. This guy, come on.
First beer. I don't know how old Ben Rhodes is, if you can look that up. I have no idea how old this kid is. He's got to be in his early 20s. He's got to be. I swear he's acting like he's never had a beer before. And those are just kind of spliced together. The whole press conference went on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's 24.
He's 24. He's had a beer before then.
Yeah, he's from 24. Come or he's on. Only 24. Yeah.
All right.
He's from Kentucky, too.
Okay.
He's definitely had a beer before.
You think so? Wow. All right. Typecast munch? Yeah. Keyword garage. It's a Big Jim's garage. We'll send it to you.
I love it. He's so excited. His whole season came down to this. He won it all.
Right.
Now celebrate, man.
And I was like,
remember when the Cubs finally won it?
Yeah.
And Theo Epstein, the GM at the time, goes, oh, I'm going to be drunk until winter meetings.
Right. This guy, yeah.
Come on. They're having fun, man.
The good thing for this guy. And we got nothing. It's called the Stone Soup Project. The name Stone Soup comes from the old story that a couple soldiers walk into town. They got nothing. They throw some stones in a pot of water. They heat it up. The villagers go, what are you doing? So we're making stone soup. Can we have some? Sure, if you pitch in. Everybody pitched in. They had a meal. So that's the idea behind this. We got nothing right now. If you want to be part of this, text us. The keyword is
soup.
Maybe your company. Maybe you just like to wrench on cars. You can email stonesoup@wcsx.com. Now, when I say we got nothing, we don't even have a car.
Right.
We should probably get a car if we're going to build a car for Woodward. Now, your car will be donated to Vets Returning Home. Someone mentioned this yesterday, Ryan, that it is a tax deduction. It's a tax write-off as well.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So that car is sitting in your garage. That car is sitting in your driveway. That car is sitting in the back. You've been going to work on it for years. It's a great thing. I've been going to work on this car for years.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Donate it to Vets Returning Home. Maybe it'll be the next Stone Soup car. And you can help out men and women all over the Motor City. It's the only shelter that we know of in Detroit that takes in men and women.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, that's true.
And Sandy and everybody at Vets Returning Home do so much more for vets than just a place to live. They help them with job placement. They help them with furniture for their apartments when they get out. They even have a vehicle program there.
Housing, everything. It's incredible what they do, and Sandy's the best.
So, what are you thinking? You got a car that you want, and I know it's just we're trying to pick a needle out of a haystack. If you got a car, and don't worry about what shape it's in. Seriously, do not worry about that. We'll figure it out.
Right.
If it's just been sitting there and something moves you, I can't say enough good things about Vets Returning Home. What she does and what they do as an organization, especially this week. So 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword is
soup.
Yeah. Or just email stonesoup@wcsx.com. I've been trying to get a hold of Joe. Joe is one of the guys who offered up a 72 Challenger.
Yeah.
A couple days ago. And I've been emailing him, and I sent him a note. I hadn't heard back from him. So last night, I had a nightmare that he never returned our calls and ghosted us.
Oh, no.
I did. Yeah, I woke up in the middle. I had Stone Soup sweat. I was sweating Stone Soup. And we're just getting started. I'm like, my wife's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I sent Joe a note, and he didn't call back. And he offered up a photo of a Challenger. I don't know if it's real now. And I'm thinking, are we ever going to get this car? I did. I couldn't sleep.
Oh.
I sat up for like an hour last night going.
So, Joe, if you're listening, Joe, please.
Joe.
Talk to Jim.
I'm alone, man.
Please.
Check your email, Joe. All we want is your car. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. And if you want to get involved, too, jump in.
Yep.
We'd love to hear from you. Harvey Ledesma. Anyway, I'm going to randomly work in names. I did. I was all stressed out last night, man.
It's okay.
Okay, are we all right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's Joe? It's all going to work out.
Joe Williams? Joe. Check your email, Joe. You still want your 39 Ford truck.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a hard one to find. Do you know what car I want?
What?
I want the one that Joe has. Joe won't call me back.
Joe.
You can't send a guy a picture of a 72 Challenger and then just not ghost me.
God, He'll get back.
I sound like I should be on TikTok complaining about him. You can't send me a picture of a Challenger and then not call me back. No, you didn't.
Oh, okay. He'll be in touch.
You don't know that?
Come on, Joe.
You don't know that. No, no go, no Joe.
Oh, Joe, come on.
Joe, I love you. We do have some cool cars so far, but and by the way, everything goes through you guys. You're going to pick the paint color. You're going to pick the car.
Yes.
You're going to do everything in this.
Yeah, we're going to get the car up for the cars, plural, up for everybody to vote on.
We're not going
to
get a car, though, so that doesn't matter. Because Joe won't call me back.
Oh, stop it. Ooh, oh, there he is right there on the line. I got
you. You suck. Why did you do that? Oh, I hate you right now. That was mean. Oh, kind of hurt there. I'm waiting on Manju. Oh, is this the guy?
If this is really him, Manju, I'm going to be bummed.
Joe? Come on, Joe. No, he gave me the head shake.
Nah.
All right.
That would have been funny.
What? Okay.
Oh, Joe, come on.
Hold on. Hi, good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
Hi, Jim. It's Kathy calling back.
Hi, Kathy.
You're waiting for Joe.
No, that was just one car. We know about yours. We got the Blazer, right?
Yes, we do. Excellent. I'm waiting for someone to get back to me. I've also got vendors. I can sweeten the pot.
Whoa! Okay.
I can work on vendors. Really? Tires, okay. Glass.
Now, Kathy has, it's a 1979 Blazer, right?
It is full size.
Full size. Sitting in the backyard.
Yes. In my mom's backyard.
Okay.
Yes, and it has to go.
So, yeah, Blazer and would be fun.
So this is my, so it's got a lot. I know you got to get back to the radio. So it means a lot to me. It's been with me my whole entire life. I can't restore it again. I've got no place to put it. I'm never going to get my place up north. So I can't take it to the junkyard. I don't want them to crush it. I don't want to put it for sale because no one's ever going to be able to give me anything, and I won't just let it go. So this is the best way for me to do something with my truck that actually means something to me. So, that being said, I can work on tires. I got tow guys. I've got S&H parts.
Wow. What a bitch.
Yes.
Wow.
And, hey. Right. Hey, I might even be able to go a step further.
What's that?
We run group homes, so we have some spare vans, full-size lift top with lifts. I might be able to talk into donating to Sandy. Did you say her name was Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy, yes. That's your turn at home. Look at you.
There we go.
Wow.
So here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Let me sweeten the pot.
Have you emailed us any photos of it yet?
No, not yet, because okay. I was waiting for someone to contact me first.
All right, sorry. So email us some photos, stonesoup@wcsx.com, and then we'll be able to put it up on the site as well, too.
All right.
Sorry, that's what I was waiting for. So no, we didn't forget about
I'm
you.
Sorry.
We didn't forget about you.
I thought Manju was going to call me first.
Oh.
Good, I didn't want you to because I couldn't sleep last night because my mind just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
You
and
Kathy,
like, are both awake last night. All right.
I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. I've been up since 3 o'clock.
Oh, good Lord, Kathy, you're awesome though. All right, we got your number, so we'll look for those pictures.
All right.
We'll put some up.
I'll do my best to get them, hopefully by the weekend. I got to get over to my mom's and take some pictures.
No,
and then I'll go in the basement and dig out the glory day pictures at the sand dunes on the West Coast.
Oh, nice. Cool.
All right, Kathy.
All right, excellent. Thanks, guys.
Bye. There she goes.
Bye, bye.
Wow. I feel bad talking
about
that.
That's a pitch, man.
That was the best elevator pitch you've ever heard for Stone Soup. Stone Soup, you heard Ryan mention the email, stonesoup@wcsx.com, or just text us. The keyword is
soup.
I don't even remember the other guy's name now.
Yeah.
Kathy's just completely blew him out of my mind. Yeah. Contemplating on this. Mind you, when we told him the story this morning, just stopped and looked at us and went, what the hell? Yeah, we'll get to it in about 10 minutes. All right, you're the guy that eats the candy around here when it comes to, like, the atomic warheads and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're all about that.
Yeah, warheads, toxic waste.
We still have some from Doc Sweets in the office from Halloween. There's some in the box.
Oh, I'm going to have to grab some of those.
No, you're not. No.
Why not?
Because. 4-year-old girl in Australia burned a hole in her tongue after eating warhead sour candies.
What?
She's talking about
it. Mummy, my tongue is really sore and it really hurts.
It feels like skin was coming off.
Okay, that was her, the 4-year-old. Is that seriously a thing? Obviously it is.
I wonder if it's because she's so old. Like, do tongues develop? I'm sure, like, tongues develop, like, eyes and stuff and all that, right? So maybe it's... Because we used to eat these when we were, like, 7, 8, 9. And load, it was a game to see how many you could fit in your
those
mouth
warheads
at once. Yeah.
Okay, now, someone said there's an actual warning on the label. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. I'm not down with those kind of candy, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not doubting what happened, but how many warheads does this kid have on her tongue to burn a hole through it? Right? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, their warning label just says that eating multiple pieces within a short period of time may cause temporary irritation or sensitivity to tongues and mouths. So it basically tells you that it should say this could put a hole in your mouth.
Wow.
Mummy, my tongue is really sore and it really hurts.
It feels like skin was coming off.
Why is she eating that? Here's one thing I will know that a parenting class won't give me. Don't let your 4-year-old just hammer warheads all day.
Right, yeah. But there's a warning on them. See, I've always wondered, like, with all the stuff going on with, like, you know, we're getting to the one-chip challenge and things like that, can you really screw up your stomach? Obviously, if this is true, and I don't doubt the parents on this.
Right.
Can you really do damage like that to your tongue?
I'm sure if you have a very sensitive tongue.
Oh.
Ugh.
Can you imagine what happened to Gene Simmons? He could eat like 300 of these things and not know it. I've got a hole in my tongue. It goes all the way to Cobo. I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss. Kiss warheads are available now. Okay. So is this going to dissuade you from trying?
No, not at all.
You're not going to do warheads now?
No.
All right.
You got the squint going on in the eyes.
What the hell?
Yeah. You like it?
No. It tastes like butt.
What?
That's nasty. All right. Now I'm going to try the apple flavor.
You got to bite into it.
Why? Oh, that didn't help.
You don't like it? You gotta get that. We'll have to get you. I'll have to get you some black cherry ones. I don't even know if they make those anymore. Those
it's
were
okay.
The black cherry ones. Those were the ones that caused all the problems, man.
Really?
Black cherry and blue raspberry were the by far the sourest ones, in my opinion.
Okay. How did this kid burn a hole in her tongue then? Because it wasn't that sharp.
I'm telling you, she probably ate 20 to 30 of these things in a row. And as you suck on them, also the acidity that's in those things.
Yeah.
And a heartburn pill or a Tums after the show today.
That's good. I'm sure some coffee would go good with these.
I think they should be questioning that mother.
And you,
I'm
almost,
not even kidding you.
And you almost committed it to a parenting class, so you know all about this.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the mom. Come on. Burn, I guess.
The
SDS X-Files.
If you ever miss any of these, just text us. Keyword, of course, is...
File.
Yeah, F-I-L-E. 248-398-9279. Send us that keyword. We'll send you a link back. You just subscribe. I want to start off with a story that we still haven't figured out. Have we got an answer for this? Is anyone? Manju, have you got an answer? We don't know.
No.
We were looking it up this morning. A man in upstate New York really knows how to drive firefighters up the wall.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Syracuse Fire Department responded to a call about a man stuck inside a bathroom wall of a theater. Employees heard banging and someone calling for help. Firefighters cut a hole in the wall, used a little flexible camera. They found out where he was. They discovered a 39-year-old man naked who'd been in the wall for 2 to 3 days. We don't know how he got inside the wall or why. He was uninjured, taken to hospital for possible dehydration. Do you guys have any hypotheticals on this?
Naked in the wall.
Naked in the wall, been there for a couple days. At the movie theater.
I mean, I'm like drugs or drinking, got naked.
Remember we had the one, was there one story where someone fell down like into a thing where they crawled in and then they fell down?
Yeah, like in between two walls, but not inside of the wall. This is a remake.
Of what?
People Under the Stairs. You know what movie I'm talking about?
I kind of do.
There was one kid, because if they heard something wrong, they cut off their ears. If the parents, they were looking for the perfect child, and all the other ones they put underneath the stairs.
Oh, I remember this movie now.
There was one kid that escaped and was running through the walls and became friends with the current daughter at the time. How do I remember that much of that movie?
Ooh, yeah, really?
That's what this is. No, I don't know. How the hell?
Okay, even that, though. Well, you just said, you've given us the premise, and maybe, but so.
How do you get in the walls?
I don't know. That's why we've been trying to figure this out since we started talking about it at 5:30 this morning. We don't understand. They did say that we don't know a lot about the guy. We know his first name is Richard. We don't know his last name.
Richard.
Richard. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the firefighter said, "All in all, it's just another Rick in the wall." That's all I got.
No, it works.
Yeah, it kind of worked.
Yeah. We'll wait and see with this one. I don't know.
You're never going to... Wow.
God, ticket prices are that expensive. This guy's trying to just see a movie.
But why is he naked? What are you doing?
Okay. Maybe he thought he was sweating. Oh, this is what happened. Okay. He tried to break in to see a movie, so he went through the walls, then decided he got stuck, and it got really hot in there, so he figured if he takes off... Hey, I'm sweating. If I take off my clothes, the sweat will create a slippery, you know, friction, and I'll slide right down the wall, and boom, I'm out.
I'm so happy we don't drug test here. No. The clothes off part, honestly, you could have something there. There's only one way to verify it. You need to go outside our program director's office and try to get in the wall there between Scott and Ben's office. Can you go do that?
Yeah, all right. Let me get my shirt off.
Kreischer. Second story?
Yeah, so we've had a couple of these in Detroit, but this one's from Colorado. A mother let her homeless son come back and live in the house. Nice.
It's a mom thing to do.
Yeah, come back, get your stuff together.
Right.
Well, she was gone, and he noticed a bunch of cobwebs in the attic.
Right.
So what he decided to do was get a blowtorch.
To get rid of the cobwebs.
Yeah, burn all the cobwebs away.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
No.
Especially around all this dry wood up in the attic.
Yeah.
Boom, put the house on fire.
Well, the good news is they're both homeless now. So there's something.
I think it's really funny, too, that he tried to put it out himself for an hour before calling somebody. I'm going to give this an hour, and if these flames don't go down, then I'll call.
Damn it. The firefighter. An hour?
An hour he tried to do it himself. But yeah, don't use blow torches on cobwebs. Our thing here is bed bugs.
Right.
People burning down their apartments because of bed bugs.
I know. It's a thing, man. Okay. All right. An hour. That is the most guy part of that story.
I got this. The flames aren't that big.
Call the fire department. I got this. Okay. Last story. A cookie dough truck recently caught on fire in Forest City, Arkansas. The truck was traveling on I-40, 2 a.m. when it caught on fire. Firefighters quickly arrived as burnt cookie dough oozed onto the highway. It took hours to clean up the mess. Overheated brakes. Now, they knew there was something wrong because it's a paying road. You got to pay to drive that stretch of road.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, for cookie towing, it's called the toll house. Okay.
I mean, it is really hard when you only got the Keebler Elf there to help clean it up.
That's right, exactly.
It's
going to
take a long time.
Now, that would take an hour. The guy was actually taking it. He was in a hurry, though, because he was taking an Oreo to the dentist. You know why Oreos go to the dentist,
why?
Right? To get their fillings replaced.
Oh, that was the, you know what the driver said? He goes, oh, Chips, oh, boy. Come on, oh, boy.
Chips a foy? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Chips a...
Ah, Chips,
yes,
oh,
no?
Boy.
No.
We got a problem here.
Yeah.
Dang, that sounded so much better in my head.
You should do that on Saturday. Yeah. Chips Ahoy.
Oh,
Chips,
yeah.
Ahoy. Do you know why the Cookie Monster can't make his bed this morning?
Why not?
He lost his cookie sheets.
See, now that's major market stuff right there.
Whatever.
Chips Ahoy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.